President Barack Obama has chosen the inaugural poet for his second inauguration. Just as John Kennedy picked Robert Frost, Obama also chose a New England poet.
Richard Blanco lives in Bethel, Maine. He's co-chair of the planning board in that wintry New England village. So a true New Englander, except you have to travel down Route 1 to get to the place where he grew up. Way down Route 1, all the way to Miami, Florida.
He's the son of Cuban exiles and is the first Latino and the first gay man, and at age 44, the youngest person to be chosen to read a poem at a presidential inauguration.
Here's Blanco reading at the 2004 Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut. This is his poem, When I Was a Little Cuban Boy.
Oh, Jose, can you see... I cannot sing, by the dawn's early light. That's how I sang it when I was a little cubanito in Miami and America was some country in the glossy pages of my history book, someplace way up north where everyone looked white, cold, and perfect. This land is my land, and I wanted to live there in a brick house with a fireplace, a chimney with curlicues of smoke. I wanted to wear breeches and stockings to my chins, those shiny black shoes with the cool gold buckles. I wanted to eat yams with the Indians, shake hands with the Negros, and dash through snow I'd never seen in a one-horse hope and say. I wanted to speak British, say really smart stuff like four's core and 7 years ago, or one country under God in the visible. I wanted to see that land without palm trees, only the strange sounds of flowers like petunias, peonies, and patience waiting to walk through a door someday somewhere in God Bless America and say, Lucy, honey, I'm home.
Bethel, Maine poet Richard Blanco. President Obama picked him to read at the second inauguration on January 21st.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.